even if they don't read that, at least they go, oh, okay, this is clear,
that a lot of work and love and time has been put into it. So.
Aw, thank you. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Love that. Okay, yeah, so now let's get back to 95% of home buyers find issues after closing. This was an article. I even forget where
this happened to us.
Yeah, you know what? It happens to a lot of people, but in different things that when it comes to the small stuff, it's usually small stuff.
Well, of course, I read this. I'm like, how do you define issue?
Oh, of course.
Right. Good, like, our shower didn't work. That's an issue versus, like, it needs, you know, the HVAC needs to be totally replaced. Like, that's
huge.
Those are, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So this comes under buyer beware. That goes there. Post-closing problems, what they're saying is the percentage of buyers discovering each problem after closing. Now, these...
You're going to find problems. You have to understand that when you buy a house.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with these numbers. Okay, so it says unpermitted repair or upgrade. Unpermitted repair or upgrade. 74% find that they have an unpermitted repair or upgrade, which doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever because those are huge. I mean, an unpermitted repair, what kind of permits do you pull when it comes to actually fixing your faucet or something like that? So that didn't make any sense. An unpermitted upgrade? You would know it because the upgrade would be something that would be so glaring to you.
Well, we've got a whole section of our house that's unpermitted. Like, right. It's fine, but we're not going to paint a permit unless we move walls, which we may do. But we knew about that.
Oh, you're thinking of moving walls now, too?
If we... Maybe. For another show. Not now. Good Lord, not now. We're done.
Got
that's
it.
Enough.
Yeah. 57% said known issue worse than expected. Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. But you know? Then again, I mean, I just think when you buy a house, you have to know there's going to be stuff. Like, houses are sold as is. And yes, the seller has to disclose things, but there are still going to be things you're not going to find out about.
And yours was a little different because they had had it as a rental for
hers
a while.
Hers was special. Yeah.
So, okay, the next is previously unknown issue. Okay, that's 52%. I think that would be the big one, previous unknown issue.
Well, again, what is the issue? Is it something you can call a plumber for a couple $100 and fix? Or is it like... And we have to move out type thing.
Taking care of most of these is why you have a home warranty.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's so now here's an interesting thing. Percentage of sellers admitting that they sold a home with each of these problems. 76% said that poor or unpermitted repair or upgrade. 76%.
Was it disclosed?
Yeah, they're saying that they admitted that they sold a home with each problem. But
I don't care. If you disclose it, God bless.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I don't care.
Yeah, but it seems like this is something that they didn't disclose.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Right. 65% said known issue worse than the buyer expected, and 60% said previously unknown issue. Okay, so then you go to 95% of buyers reported at least one of the above problems, amid 94% of sellers acknowledged selling a home with one of them, which is it's messed up. Among buyers finding problems after closing, 22% found a severe problem and 66% found a serious problem. I don't believe that. And the reason why I don't believe that is pretty simple. I'm just going off of the stuff that I've sold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If there's a problem that's severe or bad, the first person is, I get a call. And rarely do I get a call after something's closed saying, hey, we got a problem.
Well, you have an inspection, unless you're buying a house without an inspection. But I mean, Annette, don't do that, by the way.
You would love that.
With my lawyer hat on, absolutely. Right. That'd be super fun. No, but I mean, you know, Annette with House Home Inspection, she told us, you know, here are the 10 things that are issues. Here are the two that you should, right, that we need to fix. And then I called you.
Right.
I said, let's go through the list. So. Yep.
Okay. Problem types and areas where buyers found issues after closing. Electrical was 88%.
It's a big
electrical.
One.
Yeah. Fixtures.
Like when I called you to come over because half my house turned off the other week. And
see, I told you. I hear about it.
I'm pathetic.
Plumbing.
Yeah, electrical.
Plumbing is 58%. Exterior structures, 54%. That's weird. Leaks. You'd think leaks would be higher because, you know,
exterior structures, what, like the outside of the house, the chimney, the...
Something like that. That's what it would be. Yeah. Leaks, 54%. And some of these are so big. I mean, it's like, if
leaks,
you got a
problem, though, I get. You live in Southern California. I mean, good Lord, when have we had rain? We had like the wee drizzle the other day, right? But it's not really rain.
Yeah.
So.
Basement. Okay, we don't have basements.
We do not.
Water damage, 46%. That's a lot of times what they'll do is you'll have a water leak and they take care of it, but they paint over the stain to where you can't tell where the leak was. And then they go, well, if they can't see the stain, I'm not going to disclose it. That's a problem. And I tell everybody, I say, look, it's no problem. Disclose it. It will sell. I mean, and if it doesn't sell to these people, it will sell to somebody
whatever
else.
Whatever you're going to knock off the price is going to be cheaper than you're going to pay my client if I get involved.
I always use this. This is interesting. I know it sounds crazy. Yeah. I go, you know what you don't ever want to hear? I have a summons.
Yep. Yeah.
And they go, oh. And I always do it really loud.
I had a process server, that, not with Donahoe Young and Williams, but with the firm that I worked with before, that would hide in garbage bins. Because people would evade service all the time, so we'd hide in your garbage bin. Can you imagine you go out and throw out the trash? Whee! And pop out. I think that's hysterical. I'd have a heart attack, but... Yeah, no, but you don't want that.
Terrible.
It's bad. I know.
Water damage, 46%. Heating and cooling, 43%. Exterior facade.
Heating and cooling is a big one. Yeah.
I've got a problem with the facade. Well, the facade's the facade.
Isn't that
when
something
you saw
see?
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
42%. Mold or termites, 39%.
Again, inspection.
I want to know whatever happened to toxic black mold. Did you know that when it first came out, it was killing people's dogs. It killed Egg McMahon's dog and stuff like that. And it's like, oh my God, if for some reason you had any black mold whatsoever, you know, they either had to tent your house or they had to go in there with the hazmat suits and everything.
Right.
Whatever happened to that?
I don't know. I mean, black mold is still bad. You try not to agitate it, right? And then you get rid of it, but it's not like, you know,
it's the weirdest
a nail
thing.
In your coffin.
There was a time where we had problems closing houses because they would check so deep, and if they saw any sort of water stain, they would say, I want a mold inspection. And if anything came across as anything close to being mold or black mold, they would cancel.
Stop talking about it then. I mean, if you're happy we're not talking about it anymore, then let's just
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. Okay.
I don't know to answer your question.
Major appliances, 34%. Roof is 31%. That seems like it might be a big one because the people say, no, my roof is fine, and the first rain it leaks. Foundation, 27%. That's a tough one because a lot of times you can't tell when the foundation.
Yeah, scary.
You know?
Well, this is cheerful.
Yeah, no. I actually, but the funny thing is that's why I say, and there's a lot more here.
Yeah, it's long.
But... the reason why I bring it up is because I think those numbers are skewed.
Yeah, I think they are,
because
too.
Because I don't have any of those problems.
We had some problems, but we knew that we probably would.
Little
we have an old
itty bitty
house.
Babies,
yeah.
You gotta have those. Yeah. That's just the way it is. But sometimes, a lot of times I don't even have those.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you're perfect.
You're special.
Yeah. Well, yes, mm-hmm. I am.
You are special.
I think we have to take a wee break.
Do we?
Yeah, unfortunately.
A wee break? Does
wee
that
break?
Mean?
A short one.
Oh, okay.
Not to use the restroom, although I could always do that. But, yep, stay with us. We will be right back.
Awesome. All right. Hey, welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. Again, Phil, Taylor, Matt, Precious, we're all here. Yes. Okay.
We just got back on air and feels like I'm going to be walking in circles because I can only
hear from one ear.
And that's all I can think about now. I'm like,
Phil,
yeah.
If I may just interject, you left out Harper and Haley.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. Throw me under the bus.
My friend Amanda and I make up like weird names for them, like Crystal and Diamond and like Thing 1 and Thing 2 and, you know.
Cuff and Link.
Yeah, just exactly like just ridiculous names. I'm like, these poor girls, hopefully they never listen.
Adorable. Adorable.
They won't know for a long time.
I can't wait to meet them.
Yeah,
I can't
me too.
Wait for them to meet Uncle Phil.
Me too.
Yes.
That will be very fun.
And not
fun.
In a creepy way, Uncle Phil.
No. And then we'll drop them off, and then we'll come back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to give you our new address.
Yeah. You're so funny. I know where you live. Me too. It'll be good. And then we're done. Whee!
Okay. Hey. All right. So let's go behind the curtain here. Is it cheaper for me to rent or to buy in today's market?
This is a classic question.
Yeah.
Greg Agug and I talked about this for a long time.
A lot of people
together.
Want to know.
Yep.
Inquiring minds want to know. So this is written, this is from Inman, and it's actually written towards telling agents what to tell your clients.
Right, how to advise. Yeah.
Exactly right. So it's kind of an interesting
spin. I thought
it was
kind of fluff, but then I liked the charts at the end. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, and there was one takeaway that I found from this, which is kind of interesting, too, that I never really did the math on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we probably had the same takeaway.
Yeah. So it says, give your buyers the information that they need to stay motivated to buy against rising prices, rents, and rates. Homeownership is still key. We get that as the red-hot seller's market becomes a distant memory, and we move into what most may arguably become a buyer's market, one of the best sources for ongoing business for first-time home buyers. To capture this business,
first-time home buyers.
Yeah. To capture this business, however, you must be able to overcome their primary objection, is it cheaper for me to rent? Okay.
Yeah.
In a slowing market, the beauty of working with first-time home buyers is they don't have to sell anything before they purchase, and which is a really great thing.
Yeah, except for a kidney to afford the down payment.
Yes, exactly right. Just sell the kidney. Here's a step-by-step process for attracting first-time home buyers. Again, remember, this is written for realtors. So this
No, and I can chime in because we were totally in this boat.
That's perfect.
Right?
First-time home buyers, and then converting them from renters into homeowners. When renting may be a better choice than buying, renters who do not want to be tied to living in one place for an extended period of time and who don't want the hassle and the expense of maintaining a property, or who are currently living in rent-controlled units where rent increases are tightly controlled and offer they actually make poor candidates for purchasing a home. Don't waste your time with those people.
That was pretty much us, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Until we got pregnant with the girls, it was like we loved, you know, our condo was nice. It was rent-controlled. The area was wonderful.
Good candidates.
But you wasted your time with us anyway. Yes. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, are
you
kidding?
No, but this is true, especially people. I mean, like my cousins both have jobs where they move every like year or two. Right now, just not a good time for them. So,
Good candidates include those who want to stay in the same location, who want to put down roots in the local community, and who have financial resources to purchase and maintain a home. And this is kind of funny, and I'll only go over a couple of them. These are the marketing campaigns that they recommend to you as an agent if you're going to actually
These put... made me giggle. Some of these, I'm like, I would not recommend this.
The first one, what's the hedge against inflation? What's the best hedge against inflation?
Real estate. My grandfather would read, right?
Real estate, the shelter you can live in.
Okay, no.
Want to become a homeowner now?
No.
You can buy with as little as 3% down.
That would be something I would maybe click on. Because that's a big impediment we've talked about so many times. Is it's not the monthly payment. It's usually the down payment that's the difficulty, right?
How about this? Tired of paying your landlord's mortgage? How dare you? Another rent increase, ? When you have a home with a fixed rate mortgage. When you own a home with a fixed rate mortgage, your payments will be the same for the next 30 years. Yeah, they shouldn't put a little dot there. Okay, so I thought that was interesting. But here we go. You know, when you actually, they're comparing the two. If you rent after so many years, I don't even know how long this is.
It's the long-term investment. It makes more sense to buy.
Exactly. Right?
That's the short-term answer is yes, renting is cheaper. The long-term is no, you're going to save money and you're going to build equity, right?
When the buyer says it's cheaper for me to rent, you can share the following graphic and keep current matters, which is based on statistics from the Federal Reserve. You can use it as this marketing piece as illustrated below. I just don't know how long this is for. It says at the end of a certain period of time, your net worth when it comes to renting is $6,300 because that's what you say, supposedly. As a homeowner, you're going to be up $255,000. So that's one of the things. But this is the takeaway that I actually had is the break even is about 3 years. So if you were to buy something, if you're planning on staying more than 3 years, it's kind of a wash, 3 years or a little bit less, and you start making decent money after 3 years.
Right.
Which is interesting.
I think that's the other thing to think about is it's going to be a struggle for the first couple of years. I mean, our mortgage is significantly more than what our rent was, but that's, you know, okay.
Yep.
And it's an investment. It's like that's money that we would be putting into savings anyway.
Exactly.
So we are putting into savings. It's just a different vehicle.
I'm going through the same thing right now. In fact, it's interesting that we bring up this 40-year mortgage. Everything's costing me a lot more in when I go, when I finally move, it's going to cost a lot more.
Right.
Okay. I want to put in a pool. The house cost me 30% more than I thought it was going to cost. The pool.
I don't feel sorry for you.
The pool is going to be a lot more.
Moving.
I got a lady there. She says, by the way, if you're planning on putting in a pool, a postage stamp pool there, a postage stamp is going to be between $1,000 and
$150,000. Okay.
I'm like, that means it's going to cost me $250,000 to do the backyard.
You're going to want a pool where you're moving.
I'm definitely going to get in a pool.
Yep. Yeah.
So, okay, but the neat thing about this is a great segue. The 40-year mortgage rates are back.
Tell us about it because this one wasn't given to me. So.
Tell me about it.
Whee!
Non-bank mortgage lender NewRez says 40-year interest-only loans will help borrowers and investors who have been priced out of today's housing market. Non-bank mortgage lender NewRez is going back to the playbook from the last housing boom, rolling out a 40-year mortgage. It says will help borrowers and investors who have been priced out of today's housing market by providing a lower monthly payment, which is an interesting thing. I mean, it really does, especially if it's interest only, because I would be interested in this, to be honest.
Really?
You know why?
Yes,
because
I would like to know why.
Okay, so let's just go over rough figures. This new house is costing me $945,000.
Okay.
And I thought it was going to be $650,000, right? Yeah. And so without the upgrades and the $200,000 lot premium, it's nine. Yeah. Those dang baseboards.
Those dang baseboards.
Yeah, yeah, they are expensive. Yep. So anyway, so that was a lot more. Well, I didn't want to touch our savings or the income that we actually make from our retirement accounts and all of that stuff. We can live off of that. That's great. So, and then the money that we have saved, that's going to go into all new furniture. It's going to go into cabinetry. It's going to go into all of that stuff.
Yep, yep,
and
yep.
That doesn't take any time at all to go through the roof.
Blow through it.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So then when you add another $200,000, $225,000 backyard, it's like, what the heck?
Yeah.
But, so I was going to take the money that we made out of this house, which is about $600,000.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to have a $300,000 loan amount, which is going to be no big deal. And I was never planning on paying that down. Okay? All I care about is the low monthly payment. We'll die in the house. Maybe not in the house, but we'll die. Leave the kids the house. They can pay off the $300,000 and they go from there, right?
Okay.
So that's interesting. But if we actually add, I know, this is what
I
Judy.
I can see your brain.
Judy looks at me when I tell her this stuff and she goes, ping, 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 ping.
Yeah, literally. Okay. I'm keeping up. I'm on it.
So anyway, so I thought instead of going $300,000 down, I'll just do $450,000 down, go with a 40-year mortgage, which interest only, and it brings it down to our payment on something like that would be $1,500 a month.
Nice.
And now we'll never pay it down.
Yeah.
But who cares? Now, it's fixed.
You're not like most people in a buying situation,
exactly.
though. Exactly.
So. After the end of 10 years, it's going to roll over into whatever the actual going rate is plus 2.5% margin, which means we'll probably be paying 8, 9, 10%, 11%. But we'll just refi it then, or I'll just pay it off at that time.
Fair.
Yeah.
You have a plan.
I do.
That's good.
So,
I appreciate that.
So, but this is interesting.
Just, I would... The 40-year interest only, I would just proceed with caution. You know, it just makes me nervous just because you, like, why are you laughing at me? It makes me nervous. Like, we've had our mortgage for 3 months and we're already planning to refi at a certain point. You know, it just, you want to make sure that you read the fine print and you know what it means. And if there is, right, recalculation, refi, you got to be
right.
careful
Absolutely.
Of that because not everyone has the option like you to pay off their loan after 10 years
sure.
or something like
sure.
that. And
yeah.
you know, 2.5% to an 8% jump, that's huge interest rate.
Just to, well, actually, it would probably be starting at 6%.
Okay.
Okay. And then it would roll over to whatever the actual going rate is
plus
2.
That's
what
I'm saying. So.
Oh, yeah. No, we definitely would have to refi no matter what.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with.
But what I'm saying is a lot of people aren't as savvy as you might hear. So I'm saying, like, read the paperwork.
And it's interesting. They charge more percentage. So like I said, I'm figuring it's 6% when they first started. But still, if I can get that down. And the sad thing is our payment will be $1,500. But our homeowner's insurance, not our homeowner's insurance, our taxes will be about $1,600. So we'll be paying about $3,100 a month. But it's like most of that's going to be...
the joys
insurance.
Of Texas.
Yeah.
What country Texas. Were we talking about that had the like 100-year mortgage or something?
Japan.
Japan. That's funny.
Yeah, they had a 50-year. And
was that it? I thought it was more than that, but 50
yeah.
years. Yeah.
And they actually brought these out just before the crash of 2008. This was prevalent. Now these are non-QM. These are non-qualified mortgages.
So
you don't get the Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, which is a problem. And the reason why they charge you more is because they can't sell the loan.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to buy them. But
at least you don't have to get that little piece of paper every 3 months that you pay this person. Nope, now you pay this person. Now you pay that person.
Yep. So what I did was I got on their website and I made a mistake by filling out the stuff saying, "Hey, call me."
Oh.
And so I'm hoping that
they're
never
going to stop calling you.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
Okay.
I have fun with those people. But so it should be interesting.
Well, you know, it could be a good fit for certain people, right? That's
our
conclusion.
And it seems to fit for us, just
good
for the fact, like I said, I don't really care about the.
Must be nice.
I don't care about paying off loan.
Must be nice.
So, but that also gives us the ability to have at least $150,000 extra to start on the backyard.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we come over, all 100 of us, we expect a pool. So,
kidding? Yep.
Make sure you got that ready.
King size beds.
I mean, Felix is going to have to come with us. Of course, your favorite. So.
Oh yeah. I can't wait to see Felix on that. Well, Felix runs on your hardwood. So.
Oh, she's crazy. No, she's got it down. But yeah, she's crazy. It'll be good stuff.
Okay, how about this? Realtor.com makes layoffs in preparation for a market downturn.
No, this is one that you texted me.
Now, Realtor.com has become the latest real estate company to lay off its employees. The portal declined to share specific details.
Do you use Realtor.com?
I actually... interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting, because I've got a thing in here that says, explain my story.
Oh.
Yeah, good for you.
Look.
Are we sympatical or what?
It's because it's the headphone thing.
That's scary. Yes. Yeah. Realtor.com is similar to Zillow.
Great.
Only they're not liars.
Yeah. And now you know how Phil feels about Zillow, in case you are new to the show.
Well, yeah. But Realtor.com, you know, is not, they don't have salespeople.
Right.
They just actually sell leads. Yeah. Okay. They've got a great website and they get leads and it's pretty
informative, I would say.
Yeah. And it was tragically bad. I actually went 6 months with them. I think I paid them $2,500 a month, something like that.
Did you?
Yeah. For leads. And I got crap. It was terrible. I mean, it was just awful. That. In fact, it was so bad that when they went over it at the very last, they actually gave me a credit. Not a credit, but they actually gave me money back. And it's, you know, to try nice to get money them. Back from somebody like this is like, sorry.
That's a good sign.
You know, you signed a 6 month contract, you know, you order it, you eat it. So it's like, that's the situation. So they didn't say how many, but they are looking at, obviously, downturn, which is interesting. And here was a number that I took away from this, which is kind of interesting, is they were saying that their lead generation volume declined in 1 year by 39%.
Yikes.
That's a lot of agents going, guess what? I'm not paying you anymore. You're not giving me anything.
Wow.
So that makes sense that they'd have a lot of layoffs. And I don't know whether it's tech. It seems like everybody's firing their tech people. Not a good time to be in tech.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, who was it that Compass?
Yeah, that we talked about that got rid of their whole tech
sector. Compass. They fired 1,000 tech people.
That's so interesting.
And the president and the guy ran the tech department.
Wow.
Yep.
I don't know. I feel like tech is the future, but maybe that's because I know nothing about it. My son probably knows more about our remote control than I do. So. Sad. I'm deficient in that aspect.
Okay, I think we got one more before we take another break. Yeah. In tug of war between New York and Florida, the boss may have the final say. This is kind of interesting. Okay. Homeowners who fled Manhattan to Florida during the pandemic are responding to pressure from employers to return to offices in New York. They're like, hey, sorry, but they're saying faced with sun and sand, some aren't ready.
It's hard to compare. Like, I spent a ton of time in New York growing up because my dad worked for IBM and was like all over the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And then my family now has a vacation house in Florida. So we're there a lot also. Like, I just feel like they're so different. Do you know what I mean? It's hard to compare the two.
I love New York.
I love New York.
However, I made a mistake one time.
I think you're too nice for New York.
Oh, no. No, I love New York. Well, first thing is, everybody, you know, everybody says, oh, New Yorkers, blah, blah, blah. New Yorkers are some of the nicest people ever.
No, they are, absolutely. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I have a very quick, like, wit and edge and, you don't have that, right?
The last time I went there is because Nick had done a movie and they were debuting it there. So I went there and spent 3 or 4 days with him. And I was in the hotel, same hotel that he was in, and I made a mistake by getting a Danish, and I put it next to my bedside.
You've told this story.
And then I heard, it was in a bag,
yeah.
And the bag was opened, and then all of a sudden I heard crump, crump.
This is the rat story, right?
In the middle of the night.
I remember this.
There was a rat in the bag.
You told
eating
the story on air. Yeah, yeah. Yay.
And then I figured where he came from. They found out where he came from, and I figured he actually he walked across my body to get to that little table, which creeped me out.
You're
I got to tell you something.
And
I've been through war.
I survived
woman.
The rat attack. Okay,
it
anyway,
freaked me out. So yeah, anyway, so
we
I think
New York and we like Florida.
Yes,
but,
we
right,
do.
So
we like
Florida,
during the
New
pandemic,
saying,
innumerable tales were spun of New Yorkers fleeing.
That's a good word.
Absolutely, the city and taking to sunny Florida to live out dreams of a slower-paced lifestyle, more space, and attractive tax benefits. Luxury home buyers flocked to hotspots like Palm Beach, which emerged as the primary home market in its own right, attracting younger buyers as well as companies that decided to set up an office in the city. But all of that was before the big wave of employers began calling for the I can't even read this, but that was all before a wave of big employers began calling for the fall of 2022 as a return to the office. Now it's time. Party's over.
No, now it's last call.
Yep, party's last call. Over.
I can read if you need me. Actually,
you know what? Sometimes,
that is one of my
sometimes I look and it's like, holy cow. Companies like Apple, Capital One, Comcast, the New York Times Company, and NBC Universal have been rolling out new guidelines for employers who return. They've got to go back. So
come back,
I think that's interesting.
Office. Yeah, it's just saying a lot of the stuff that you could do remotely, you can't do all of it remotely now. There is, we need bodies in the office, so you have to come back to a certain
extent. Can you imagine that, though, if you went down there and bought a house? And now it's like, okay, we have to
sell. I think
sell.
It depends on the – yeah, I mean, that would be – well, or you could rent it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, we have an of counsel that works for our firm who's great, and she and her boyfriend live in an RV with their kids. And they just travel, and she lets us know, hey, I'm, Pacific time, I'm Central time, I'm East Coast time. And
interesting. Could you do that?
Could I do that?
How old are their kids?
Her kids are like elementary school-ish age.
Homeschooled?
So, I don't really pry, because I'm her boss. There's certain questions I can't ask.
Got it.
So, could I do that? Probably not. I need structure. I'm very type A.
Matthew McConaughey.
You haven't noticed.
Lives in
I mean, I could do it part-time, on a summer vacation or something like that, but no.
We've got two more. Yeah. Do you want to take a break first?
We have to take a break.
Oh, we do.
Matt is looking at you please, sir, take a break. Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine.
Fine. So we'll do that.
I guess I should look up every so often. Yeah.
Stay awesome. With us. We'll be right back.
Okay. Okay. Hey, welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. Hi, everybody on Facebook Live.
Yeah, apparently they got to watch us take a break. Thank goodness we didn't do anything weird.
Oh, whew.
We don't
Thank
really
goodness
do anything
to what
weird.
We, yeah, what we usually do. Well, whew, we're lucky. That's awesome.
Hi,
yep,
Christy.
That's right. I'm I'm Phil. That's Taylor. I'm making
here.
A mess over here.
Yeah, if you notice on Facebook Live, he's got his pile and then the floor, which is insanity. And then my little pile here, I have tabs
oh, God.
With all
it's so
of
impressive.
So you know what
it's
the
so
article
impressive.
Is. Because you don't go in order, so I need to find a way when you go off the rails.
I'm
this
counting
is very
right
much
now.
Our personalities right here.
With everything we've gotten to so far, we're not going to get to another eight actual
I know
things.
Michelle weeps silently when you make her print all these things, but it's okay.
But don't worry about it. She tell her just to keep it for next week because a lot of times
I
we
do.
Have
to,
yeah,
I
that's
do.
Perfect. Okay. Yep. Hey. Okay. So this is interesting. Back by popular demand, Zillow relaunches Hide Home.
So I mentioned this to Greg this morning, and I'm like, it's something positive about Zillow, and I want to talk about it. I wonder if Phil is actually going to let me talk about it or chime in and be like, this is useful. I like this tool.
Absolutely, because I know nothing about this. Zillow has released a new tool to declutter the consumer search experience, a hide home feature that shrouds already eliminated options.
Amen. Okay, let me give you the example.
Yeah, tell me. Talk to me.
So Greg and I, in our house hunt, we would go online and we would look at houses, right? And you look at, let's say, 20, mm-hmm. and then I send them to you annoyingly at 2 in the morning, and then I send them to Greg, at 5 in the morning. So we have this list, and anytime you email a listing, it saves it. So let's say that we had 47 listings. It gets confusing because Greg and I will go through 5 of them and say, okay, we like 2 and not these 3. But you can't eliminate them, so they're still there.
Oh, got it.
Do you know what I mean? So we'd have to start writing down the addresses. There's no way to put this house is an absolute no, right? So then we'd see something, oh, we think we like that. And then you'd get to picture 14 and you're like, oh, that's the one that has the frog bathtub, right? That drains into the neighbor. And you're like, no, we didn't like the frog bathtub.
You're wasting a lot of time.
Exactly. Yeah. So this just helps. Because it's nope, don't like it. Cut the fat.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they got rid of it. Because supposedly it says they're bringing it back.
I don't know. But yes, it just helps to make...
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they left it because, if you see it again, maybe you'll reconsider. And maybe the frog bathtub wasn't that bad upon second glance.
I think they want to keep stuff in there because the more listings are in there, the more you make an inquiry on, which they can then sell your lead to somebody.
That's probably the actual reason. I mean, I like my frog bathtub better, but that's fine.
Yep.
But I think this is great. This makes me happy.
Cool. So that's good. I'm glad it's –
You should
I'm,
see his – he's not even smiling. He's like, great. Something nice about
it. You know
Zillow.
What I put? I put, is this good or is this a who cares?
I think it's good.
Yeah. I like it. Okay. So there's a thumbs up.
Whee!
All right. I think we're going to do the last one. Jeff Bezos. I think we all know him.
Yes.
His ex-wife, Mackenzie Scott, donates mansions to charity.
Very cool.
With an S.
I know. I
mansions
saw that. I'm like,
must
be charity.
Honest. Mackenzie Scott, a novelist. Yeah. She doesn't even have to write anything. Except for checks, received sole ownership of the two homes following her divorce from Bezos in 2019 after 25 years of marriage. The California Community Foundation announced the donations.
Good for her.
Yep. She
say what she's going to do with them?
Yeah, it does actually. Okay. It says Jeff Bezos' ex-wife Mackenzie Scott is taking her knack for philanthropy one step further when donating two of her own luxurious mansion. Now these are Beverly Hills.
Yeah, right? I mean, they're nice.
These aren't cheap. Yeah. You know, we're talking $55 million worth of property to this.
And I dig
it. It goes to the foundation. It says we applaud and are grateful to Mackenzie Scott's extraordinarily philanthropic. Say that three times fast. Investment in Los Angeles. California Community Foundation CEO Antonio Hernandez said in a statement, "With the California Community Foundation, her generosity will support organizations struggling to solve some of the most intractable issues." Interesting word. Facing our community. We are grateful for her partnership.
So she's donating them and they will sell them?
They are going to sell them and use the money to help homeless and people like that, according to the Post. There are two houses. Great. One was they bought for $24 million in 2007, was 12,000 square feet. The other one was a little baby, built in 1956, 4,500 square feet. They bought for $12,900,000. So
house.
Now you're starting to think, well, $55 million, you got to have a lot of money if you're going to donate or give away $55 million worth of homes.
Yeah.
That's true. However, what she ended up with in the divorce was $37 billion.
I think she'll be fine.
$37
billion. And you get a tax break.
Billion.
I know how much I'm on Amazon, which is embarrassing. I'm like the laziest human in the world.
That pays for the smaller house, the 12.9 million one. It's interesting, too.
He says a little one, 4,500 square feet.
Toward the baby.
I mean.
The baby.
I feel like I would take that.
It's funny because I actually know or have known Jeff Bezos' girlfriend.
Wow.
Lauren Sanchez, because she used to be with Rick Garcia. It was Rick Garcia and Lauren Sanchez on Channel 11.
Wow.
Yeah, he had some stories.
Very cool, which we are not going to get into. But if you would like to know those stories, perhaps, and find Phil, where will people find you? How can they get you?
Well, they could pick up the phone,
and
they could call me at 661-312-3561, or go to philnardella.com. How about you?
661-259-9000 or dywlaw.com.
And you are 1 hour closer to having those babies. You counting down the hours.
You know, the funny thing is, like, yes, it's going to be great, and I hope they're healthy, and I'm healthy, but then I have two newborns. Like, what the heck? Oh, it's going to be so much easier.
It's all over. It's all over. Everything's fine. I'm not carrying him anymore.
Now you're raising him. Help me do something. Yeah, it's going to be. It's going to be what it's going to be, but
you know what?
Good stuff.
You have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you
Try
too.
To stay out
yeah,
of the rain.
Yeah, I heard
rain.
It's
going to
rain, so everybody, stay dry.
We need it.
Thanks for joining
us.
Yep, we'll be back next week.
Yay.
Bye, everybody. Bye.